and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is the blessed Sabbath day. This is historically this day of Holy Saturday, the first Paschal liturgy. Historically, it was served later in the day, in the afternoon, as a vesperal service, a vesperal liturgy, at maybe 3 or even 4 in the afternoon. And this, therefore, was the first announcement of the resurrection of our Lord. And that's why we praise the Lord, we sing and exalt Him. This is why we declare, "Arise, O God, judge the earth." This is the day in which in Jerusalem the holy fire comes. What is the holy fire? The holy fire is a sign. All the church lights are put out, and fire comes down into the church and whirls around and lights the lamps. And especially of the patriarch takes two bunches of 33 candles and goes into the Holy Sepulchre, which is a grotto down inside the church. And he goes in with those candles, and those candles are lit by the holy fire of God, comes out and lights the candles of the faithful. You can see it on the internet. You can see what that's about. Look it up. There are those doubters that don't believe it, especially some of the heterodox who think it's a show of ours, but they're just jealous. But anyway, the later liturgy was the Paschal liturgy we have at midnight was a sunrise service, historically. So our Western brethren do have that sort of technically correct, and the sunrise service is popular in the West, Western Christianity. But we couldn't, apparently the church in the East couldn't wait. So early in the morning became 12:01. We couldn't wait for the Paschal joy to begin. And this is that sign of the transformation of the darkness into light, of the dim and the doubt turns into promise and joy and hope and belief that indeed Christ is risen, that indeed Christ is alive, that indeed the tomb could not hold Him. The tomb could not keep life abiding in death. This is the blessed Sabbath, as we sung, in which the Lord rested from all His works. Yet on this day, the eternal Word and Son of God, who has become human, went down into the realm of the dead, Hades, all those who departed before His coming. There's a certain factor of Christianity that causes the mind to strain, in that God came in a particular place at a particular time and was a particular man, Jesus. And so the question might be, what about those, all those who never had a chance to see God in the flesh, or to learn about God in the flesh in the period since of the past 2,000 years? What of all those who did not see His appearing, who had no opportunity to hear the good news? Because indeed Christianity, the essential name of the Christian faith in the early church, was simply the good news. The good news that God has come, that God has taken on the dilemma of our life, which is sin and death, and defeated the oppressor, the devil, and given us new hope and new life in Him. Well, the teaching is that our Lord in His spirit, even while His body rested in the tomb on this day, went into the realm of Hades and did indeed announce himself as the gospel, as the good news, as the presence of God coming in to that realm of death, which before Christ's coming was a dark and dim place of minimal hope. And the icon of the feast, the icon of this day, of the Blessed Sabbath, which will continue to be the icon of Pascha, is Christ coming out of Hades, having the gates, the bars of Hades, of hell, under His feet, and bringing Adam and Eve up out of Hades with him, symbolizing all of humanity. All of humanity being brought from death to life in Jesus Christ. This is our blessed hope. This is our blessed joy, brothers and sisters, that our Lord lives. Our Lord lives, and he lives for each of us. He has offered himself and died for each of us, and therefore he lives for each of us, and we can proclaim his living reality, his living presence, and live by the grace of his resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.